This is Lonnie, all natural Irby, listening to the Truth Brother Radio with Ray, Devon, and Candace. If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, then the truth ain't in you. Hotep.
Some of it you gon' like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
This is Truth Brothers Radio.
That's more like it.
If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, then the truth ain't in you.
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. It's Monday. It's that time again. We're all here for Truth Brothers. The number to give us a... I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. 818-514-1202.
Calm down.
Yeah.
You can also give us...
Right?
You can also reach out to us at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And I'm attempting to log into the chat room as we speak for your questions and comments on tonight's subject. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode.
And everybody knows that is the voice of the producer supreme, Candace.
Co-host!
Everybody get things right.
Okay. Let's hope so.
All right. So how was everyone's week?
Painful. Yeah. Fluffed.
Really?
We got stuff done. That's a good thing. Me, myself, personally. No, actually, all jokes aside, I had a pretty okay week, man. You know, just enjoying life, man. That's about it for me. I'm chill.
Yeah, I was on vacation all weekend and then turned around and had a hard work weekend. We got some stuff put together for y'all. We hope you like.
Yeah, we definitely, we've been pubbing this out the whole week. We will be debuting True Brothers new stage play. So we hope everybody tunes in and get into that, and I hope y'all like it. I'm sure you will, because it made me laugh, and it takes a lot for that to happen. So we definitely want you guys, man, want y'all to give us our feedback on that as we debut our first of many stage plays. We got ideas.
Right.
Tyler can do it. Tyler Perry can do it.
Why can't we?
Why can't we?
Person that do it too.
There you go. Shelly Garrett.
Yeah, if they can do it.
There you go.
Why can't we?
Yeah, who we call
that? All right, we got a list here, so y'all bear with me. Here we go. Brittany Garcia. What's up, Brother Justice? How you doing, man? Lonnie. What's going on, bro? Eris Dunlap. Destiny Hampton. Washika Stafford. Sam Lee. What's going on, man? Nicholas Finch. Brother Jay from X-Clan. Salim. Woo Akil. WVON, meteorologist Rhonda A. Lee, definitely got to give her a shout out. Thank you so much. Renee Dye and everybody over at the job, man. Angel, Francis, Sabrina, Corin, Ashley, Gail, Kim, everybody, Dante, everybody over there at the job, man, saying what's up to y'all as well. And now we're going to turn everything over to my famous DJs, B-Days. First off, we got to say a very, very happy birthday to one of the Duke Brothers family's own, Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
How's the unibrow? It's big and valuable.
Yeah, just made another million. I'm not supposed to say that. But, no, Anthony and his twin sister, Antoinette, they celebrating their birthday today. Both of them turned 20.
All right.
20. Wow.
Can't even drink
and can buy the bar.
Yeah, four times over at the 40-40 club.
Wow.
That shut down. Anyway. Yeah, you know, they shut one of them down.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. I guess what? Jay said, all right, you can get rid of that one. So, anyway.
Right.
Gotta say happy birthday to Manuska. No doubt. Anuska Azar, better known as Nunu. Happy birthday. Taja Blackman, happy birthday. Ashley Hall, Ifru Rilla, and Daryl Green, happy birthday to you as well. We love y'all, and we need to come up with something for all of our birthday people. We'll think of something that will be done.
I got to throw out a birthday shout out to my stepmom, Miss Gwendolyn Ellis.
Hey, we should get a Stevie Wonder real clip, a blind clap for her.
Yep, that would be.
Yeah, it'd be
silent.
Shut your face.
You can't see them hands coming together.
I like to think.
But happy birthday, Gwen. Yeah. I hope you enjoyed your day if you're listening tonight.
I'm sure she did. Stepmama got. Anyway. I'm sure she did. Got them birthday licks in.
All right.
Okay.
You get hit, you know, birthday licks. Whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Ultimate Success just entered the chat room, too. What's up, Ultimate?
Again. Oh, and before we continue again, our second hour conversation will be...
Is masculinity dead?
There you go.
Buried. Gone.
Volume
is
two.
It gone?
Yep.
Is masculinity dead?
We'll find out.
We'll find out at the second hour. But first things first, what we doing, man?
Yeah, we're going to do a little something that we like to call the terrible truth.
This is the terrible truth with your terrible anchors, Ray and the Bomb.
Greetings and salutations. This is Kent Clark of the Terrible Truth. This portion of the Terrible Truth is brought to you by 3/5 Bank, the bank for colors, now with front door entrance.
I wouldn't expect that.
And again, a new book from James T. Kirk. Captain, it ain't all Warp Speed and Green Bitches at your local bookstore.
What?
And roll back.
And roll back. Yeah, that's the new tell-all book from Captain James T. Kirk.
Yeah. It's hard being captain.
It's hard being captain. Yeah, people don't
you
get
know
that.
It's not all Warp
right.
Green Bitches.
Well, you know he's known for that.
That's all
he
did.
He was doing it before She-Hulk.
Right.
Right.
Well, it's okay to call her green.
Fail.
All right, well, since we're there, speaking of failing, man chokes wheelchair-bound woman over last piece of chicken.
There you go.
Then we have another
damn it, it's
chicken
mine.
Patty.
There you go.
Damn it, boy, that fucking bell. That fucking bell is getting them.
I'll be damned. Oh, my Clifford Smith is facing charges of simple assault and vandalism after he reportedly choked a wheelchair-bound woman for eating the last piece of chicken at a dinner gathering.
You big dummy.
What?
But one more. Just cause.
Oh, okay.
No, I hit it. It didn't go.
All right. Well, anyway. According to
you big dummy.
You big dummy.
Oh, got it. Okay.
According to the police report, Smith, who's 34, and some other people sat down for dinner on Sunday evening. When there was only one piece of chicken left, an unidentified woman who is physically disabled reached for the piece and began eating it.
Yum.
Yeah. Smith had his eye on that last piece of chicken and became enraged when he saw the woman grabbing for it. Smith then yelled that he had wanted the chicken and allegedly lost control of his emotions at the dinner table, flipping tables over and stabbing his auntie.
Tragic.
Investigators state that Smith first struck the woman, then he picked up a beer bottle and smashed it against the wall. Believe that what was what they were witnessing, because
this was a wedding.
Yeah. Some guy they call SC then took his hands, placed them around the woman. Then
hold her down.
Then he hit another dude called SC. That's what they called him. Man then took his hands, placed them around the woman's neck, and proceeded to choke her as she defensively sat in her wheelchair. As the victim,
you big dummy.
As the victim scrambled to call 911 with a cell phone. You know, they had big buttons on her phone.
Jitterbug.
She had a jitterbug.
Jitterbug.
That only dialed home, friend, and
now
life alert.
Help, I've been choked.
But can you get up?
Jitterbug.
Right. Sorry, woman. We can't help you. That wheelchair is the best. But my hover round ain't hovering. Smith
There's no turbo on the round.
Smith reportedly snatched it from her and smashed it into pieces. The police were summoned by witnesses, and Smith was placed under arrest.
My God.
I'm telling you, chicken is real.
Are you, is it that serious?
Yes, and I think I told you at a previous place that I worked, I went to a banquet that they were holding for Christmas.
Yes, sir.
And I never seen so many black people run up into the line. I mean, it was laid out buffet style. This is at this hotel that's in Palos Heights, which
okay.
is kind of a very nice area.
Okay. Tad swanky.
Tad. Right. So, you know, we go out there. I'm thinking, oh, what a nice venue. It's huge. You know, food was nice. Nice table linens, the whole nine.
Right.
But you got 200-plus people from an unmentioned transportation company.
Markham.
No.
Harvey.
Undisclosed bus company. So, you know, everybody's piling in there. Nobody's dressed for the event because everybody's got to go back to work afterwards, of course. But, you know, I get there. There's one piece of chicken, literally one piece of chicken in the little pan.
And
I said, okay, well,
it's,
you know,
powering for its life.
And so this lady, the one of the servers, she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. We're going to get some more.
Yes,
wow.
Sir.
I'm like, okay.
Oh, the racism.
But I was taken aback because I'm like, she didn't have to act like that. She was acting like she was scared of me. Like,
please.
I'm so sorry. I'm so
please,
sorry.
Big
we're going to get more out as soon as possible.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. No problem. But I understand why she was acting in that way.
Yep.
Because it looked like Pamplona. I swear. They brought out that fresh thing of chicken, dropped it, and ran.
Yes, sir.
You see just dark clouds just come rolling in.
Yeah.
And then.
Oh, Lord! This racism is killing me inside.
But if it were racism, that's the problem, because it wasn't. It was real.
The woman
Reagan.
Says, wait, lady, please.
We're
going to get you more.
Right.
I felt
calm
offended,
down,
but
when
I saw why she acted like that, I
was
like,
she
oh, yes.
That's racism.
But no.
But
no. What I'm saying is, hold on. What I'm saying is, I was offended at the time that she did that. And I'm like, man, you know, nobody's tripping about no chicken like that until.
Yep. Oh, you was wrong.
The guy came out. He came out, dropped it like it was hot, and zipped in the back.
Now,
and that's
coming.
When you got people all young.
The big me.
You ever see Jurassic
pushing,
Jurassic Park?
Wait,
when
I'm still telling my story. They pushing each other in line. They pushing and shoving young and old people.
Okay.
Unbelievable. Now, you're Jurassic Park. Now.
No. Proceed.
No, I'm fine now.
Yeah, no. You ever see Jurassic Park when they fed raptors for the first time?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was like.
I get it. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Carcasses.
I understand the concept. I'm just saying that for her to act like that, like
for us to act like that,
we justified it by doing that.
I got you. I feel you on those both of those concepts.
Right.
But she could have just calmly said, "Look, we're back. We're making more." She was like, "Please." Put down your
bread. They had already devoured the first one. So if what I saw is what she saw prior to them bringing that second tray out, I can kind of understand. She should have kept it herself. I feel you on that.
Right.
But, you know, as upset out as I was at her at that moment, it wasn't until I saw our people acting like complete idiots. You talking about 50, 60, 70-year-old people in line pushing with everybody else. And it wasn't a joke. It wasn't a funny ha-ha moment.
Cause it was
unbelievable.
It's good.
Unbelievable.
Chicken noodles.
Ooh, yeah. And on that note, we're going to go ahead and go into our first set of breaks. We'll be back after this. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I hear voices in my head. They count to me. They understand. They talk to me. Stop.
Brothers Radio.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, it's time for chicken.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, it's time for tea. Eat a 90-piece bucket, you can tell.
He's been to Clucking Bell.
The chicken is a bird with a tiny brain.
So we assume he doesn't feel any pain.
We shrink their heads and we breed them fast. 6 wings, 40 breaths, and then they're gas.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, we're psychotic crazy.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, factory farming's insane.
We denied it all before a stock price fell. Come down to Clucking Bell.
Clucking Bell! If you enjoy it, the chicken didn't die in vain.
True Brothers Radio.
Well, hey.
Okay.
I love what we do.
What's that?
I love what we do.
Right. All right, we're moving right along to our next story. Check this out. Fake doctor injects semen and fix a flat into patient's butt.
That ain't new.
Yeah, I know. It's a
It kind of is to me. What?
No, we've been covering. We covered like what? About 3 of them stories last year.
Yeah. I don't recall.
Yeah, well, this is a new one. Here you go. Doctor, and I use that word very loosely. Dr. O'Neill Morris has a very literal solution for patients looking for a little junk in their trunks. She injected a woman looking to add a little more oomph in her caboose with a solution made of cement, super glue, mineral oil, and fix a flat tire mender. The mineral oil was for the safety. The 30-year-old Morris was arrested the other day. The patient asked Morris, a transgendered woman who is still legally identified as a man, to give her butt implant.
Man.
Morris cut her open, injected the crazy mixture, then closed the patient's wound with super glue.
There you go. The glue for cheeks.
Super glue.
The glue for cheeks. I see a picture there.
That's a man, baby. There you go.
I want to see.
As a result of the procedure, the woman ended up in the hospital treated for serious conditions by actual doctors. Morris has now been arrested on charges of practicing medicine without a license. And from her arrest pictures, she appears to have some junk in her rear end as well. We'll make sure that gets up in the terrible
that's
truth.
That's literal junk, though.
Yeah,
that's
literal, like anchors and rocks.
That's like what you find at your neighborhood city dump.
Fix a flat cement. Bonding agents.
There you go.
Yes, and forget sutures. We're going to use super glue.
Why couldn't you just go to Walmart and get a booty pop? Like,
it's a man, baby.
Even though I went to Applebee's.
That's a man.
That's a man.
That's
baby.
A man.
Yeah, that's a man.
Wowzers and Adam.
Look at that collarbone.
But I can't see it from here. All I saw was dookie juice. That's all I saw, man. I didn't know.
Yep.
It's
a YouTube video of a girl with a butt implant. And it flipped backwards, so the flat part is against the outer buttock.
It flipped on her.
And she just was flipping it. Like, see, this is what happened when you go cheap.
Right.
You know, he was saying that. It's a YouTube clip of this woman.
Wow.
She's flipping the cheek. She's
wow,
flipping
and it had a. She had a reverse on her. It did a reversal.
And she
I don't understand. It was under her skin.
It's like a breast implant.
Yeah, it probably didn't pack it in enough, and it's enough.
Yeah, the hard part was that. And you remember that movie Coneheads? Like, dude had the little flat booty.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how one of her. The other one was straight. The other one was flipped so that it was smacked.
It was right. The other
and
one.
And then she just said C, and then she literally turned it back
Look
while
at
it was inside of her. Now
like
imagine
that.
What I do on a roller coaster. There you
how?
Go. There you go.
How?
People.
People. Yeah, why?
People.
So it was like a flap.
Yeah, it's like it's but it wasn't
but it was
open
inside
up.
The skin.
It's still closed in the skin.
Right,
it's
but
like,
it wasn't packed
I
tight
see,
enough.
I see. Okay.
Right.
They
either took out too much fat and then when they put it in it didn't fit.
It didn't okay.
And it was
so
able to, it had movement. Yeah. It had movement. So she
got one inverted cheek.
But she flicking back.
Flip
right. She can flip
if
it when she
if
wants
it
to.
If she can put it back.
If she want to go flat booty or Serena Williams. She
right.
got her choice.
Right. Depends on the club she goes to.
There you go. If she's going to meet at top model, she flips it one way.
Flat.
But if she's going to the King of Diamonds,
there you go.
She'll flip it to Serena.
I need more badonkadonk.
There you go. Serena booty.
There instant. You go.
Instant.
Flip of a switch.
Flip a flap.
She's got a convertible ass.
There you go.
There
I
you
like
go.
That.
Hey, that speaks to flat for real.
Yeah, it is.
It really is.
You got to see bring
it. It's incredible. Look, 818-514-1202 again. Is a lot of this plastic surgery and all of that stuff going too far?
Maybe we should do maybe we should.
Next topic.
It's, 2 weeks.
There you go.
It's coming in 2 weeks.
And again, let us remind everybody who's still listening with us with the True Brothers Radio that our second hour topic will be Is Masculinity Dead? And we will again be debuting the True Brothers Radio first stage play promo. So definitely you guys got to stay tuned for that during our Terrible Truth Hour. So
And we got a lot of big stars for that.
Yeah, a lot of people who have been drafted for that.
You're gonna
who puts a fake ass on? I'm sorry. I'm still looking at the pictures. I'm kind of.
I mean,
oh, you haven't
uncommon.
Seen this, huh?
It's not uncommon. I've seen a lot
so
of.
So wait, he gave a hip to?
That's her. That's him.
That's it.
That's it. Right. That picture is the suspect, not the victim.
Oh, this is the person who did it.
That's the doctor.
Oh, the doctor.
And I use that word loosely.
Well, the man. You talking about?
He's the man.
Wait, what? Is that the one I saw you coming earlier with the girl who had the wide hip?
Yeah.
Oh, some man,
that's
baby?
The doctor. Yeah.
Some man?
Is a man.
A man don't have hips like this, bitch.
It is when you inject it with fix.
Ask
you did
that's what I asked. Did he give himself hips?
Yes.
Sydney Starr got hips.
Whoops.
Name drop. There it is. Break the fourth wall.
Apology.
Sydney Starr knows
that's
she's a man.
Man.
I'm just saying.
She's
going
to
apologize.
And I had sex with Shingy. That's what she said. That's how she talked. That's Sydney Starr.
What did she say?
Hi, I'm Sydney Starr. She sounds like Sylvester. And I had sex with Shingy.
Suffering succotash.
Yep.
There you go.
Whatever. She's there.
I got you.
I met her, though.
Yeah, you did. That's
I did.
Right.
I did meet Sydney Starr.
Right. Got a good handshake.
Strong and vivid. She has a very particular side of man hair on her knuckles that I didn't know if it was real or not. But moving right on along to the stories. Yeah. Okay.
Couple faces felony charges for sneaking into movie.
There you go.
Wow.
Might not seem all that serious because I think everybody in this room has been guilty of that at one point in time or another.
Actually, I have not. I'm lying. I'm sorry. Go
ahead. Okay.
But I paid for one. Let's just get that straight.
What?
I paid for one, and I just so happened to say, hey,
Bad Boy 2
is over there.
Oh, yeah. I made a living off of that. Are you kidding? Oh, I walked out of Phantom Menace and was like, oh, no, I've been cheated here. I deserve a reward to check out the mummy. Right.
And an Indiana couple is facing serious jail time for doing what many teenagers consider weekend fun, movie hopping. The couple apparently paid to see the movie Snitch.
Whoa.
Then after the movie was over.
That's enough to, that should have got you another one right there. That should have got you another one.
Then after that movie was over, the pair reportedly snuck into the theater to see zombie flick Warm Bodies.
Okay.
Lindsay and Delilah Harbin were spotted by an off-duty policeman who were moonlighting as security at a nearby IMAX theater.
There you go.
Apparently, one officer remembered Mr. Harbin's very colorful clothing and followed the Harbins confronting them inside the theater showing warm bodies. When the cop found the couple, they were sitting in the theater waiting for the zombie feature to begin. At first, the Harbin said that they couldn't find their tickets, but then, according to the report, Delilah Harbin admitted, "I know we done wrong."
I ought to uppercut it.
That's open and end quote.
You go on the chat. Hey, keep your mouth shut. They don't know.
Lindsay.
Yes, sir.
Lindsay and Delilah both face felony theft of services charges for allegedly not buying the $6.75 tickets required for watching warm bodies.
Looks like Team Rocket is blasting off again. She'd have caught that.
The cop reportedly said he singled out the couple because he had seen them attend movies in the past without paying.
Really? Is it
which,
that serious?
Which, if true, answers the question of why an off-duty police officer would single out one couple for movie hopping. Checking for ticket stubs is normally a duty reserved for theater staff. Not off-duty cops moonlighting at security.
There you go with your tax dollars.
If the couple is guilty of the alleged crime, punishment is in order. But
really,
should they really be
paid for a ticket?
Should they really be charged with a felony? Should this couple have their lives ruined because they snuck into a theater? Absolutely not. Because if you're going to do that, you might as well get the staff, too, who be sneaking in between breaks, be trading off for everybody in the shows. It's not cool. It's just not.
Snitch.
Right.
They could have wanted to see the right.
Going to see Snitch.
Out.
Thank you. Going to see Snitch should get you a free ticket in any other movie.
Yeah.
But having to endure that movie.
Yeah.
The Rock has a white son. Don't put my white son in jail. I'll snitch for him.
Snitch. Don't do it to him. That's the tagline.
You big dummy.
Yeah. You deserve to see two movies free for that one.
For that one. For enduring The Rock's acting, you should get two movies. You should get a whole month pass.
Nah, yeah, you go see. Yep, notice but nobody's sneaking to see nothing that was quite. How many of these stories did you hear about Flight?
Right.
With Red Tail.
Right.
How many?
Hey. I just saw Flight yesterday.
How many people you heard say, "Hey man, I'm sorry, I gotta sneak in Red Tails because you know it's just that important.
It's that important. This is history."
Nope. We'll go see Ultraviolet.
Two.
The Purple Life.
Right.
I'm tired.
Oh, that's through a bumblebee eyes. Ultraviolet.
Yep.
Terrible.
Bug.
Right. Right.
Anyway,
is
it that time?
Yeah, we're gonna go ahead and get this
next break
in, and then we'll be back after this. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Hey, that cop's a killer. Don't let him cuff you. He'll kill you. He'll stand on your neck. He'll shoot you in your back. Stop laying down for the law. We saw them commit acts of war. Terrorism for sure. Open our seats to see. To see us bleed some more. Beware how you answer your door.
Ask Eleanor.
Offers these manhunters just trying to stack numbers. Dying to put us under.
Hey, this is Candace from Truth Brothers Radio. As you may know, for 2012, Truth Brothers Radio has received 2 Jordan McHale Awards for Best New Show of the Year, as well as Best New Group or Duo, and we couldn't have done it without you and your continued support. Keep listening to the Truth Brothers live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com or call into the show at 818-514-1202 to listen and give us your questions or comments. Missed an episode? No worries. All episodes are archived on our Blog Talk Radio page, Facebook, or you can download episodes for free on iTunes. Be sure to check out our clips on YouTube and share them with your friends and family. Again, thanks for all the love and support as we keep doing our thing. Peace.
Thank you.
my plan. The world is a place where I take my stand. The beauty of life is mine today. They cannot take my mind.
True Brothers Radio.
Fuck what you heard, I'm from Africa. This ain't no act, it's mathematical. Past the black radical, I choose the M1 because it's practical. Nothing was changed, we ain't protecting no names, it's all factual. They push the wrong buttons, count down to detonate. Brooklyn's on the way in the world, we'll have to speculate. This is what we learn in the streets. Fuck a degree, believe in none of what you hear and half of what you see.
Truth Brothers Radio, we're back. And back with more Terrible Truth. Shouts out to Ultimate Success. Got to say that to her.
Yeah. She said thank you, too.
Yeah, so no doubt we try to keep our True Brothers family expanding.
That's right.
And now we're in the circle of trust. So anything you read in that Terrible Truth, just, you know, keep it to yourself.
Oh, she's made the inner ring.
There you go. She's in the Hunger Games. Y'all got to see that movie. I know you have.
Yeah,
seen it?
No, I haven't seen it.
You got to check it out.
Yeah, I heard it's good.
It's a pretty good movie, no doubt. So, 82-year-old Miami senior falls after being kicked off train for singing gospel hymns.
Yeah, that'll do it.
I read that earlier.
That'll do it.
In Jesus. All right, we're going to do this. I'm going to try to keep it as minimal. I'm going to try not to get as blasphemous as I usually do. But check it out. Emma Anderson, 82, was reportedly dragged off of the Miami Metrorail system last month for allegedly singing religious hymns too loudly. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm trying to. Okay, here we go.
Right.
The jokes. The incident involving the old woman occurred February 20th and was captured via a passenger cell phone video. The footage shows Anderson sitting in the corner seat of a rail car, obviously singing religious tunes and rhythmically tapping her hands on her thighs to him with a rolled up piece of paper.
She was getting it.
Yeah.
She heard about that new play and got excited.
Oh, y'all don't know. An unarmed security guard spotted the senior, approached her, and reportedly asked her to quiet down. And
wow.
Continued to ignore the guard's request as the train stopped at a bike rail station. The guard then grabbed Anderson's cart roughly while Anderson tried to hold on to it for dear life. The security guard then proceeded to drag both the car and the fragile old woman off the train. As the guard dragged Anderson along with her cart roughshod out of the rail car, Anderson fell on the platform. Anderson's son told WSBN7 News that although he appreciates the mayor's apology, the real issue surrounding his mother's ordeal is the security guard's lack of sensitivity training when dealing with the public and the elderly in particular. Quote, "What I hope to come out of this is that they train security or personnel as to how to deal with older folk." That's what he said. "With anyone that's on that metro system." Meanwhile, the Andersons family have hired an attorney who will delve into the matter first.
Oh, for sure. Oh, yes, sir. Threw old lady off the train. Oh, yeah. Here's my card. A shyster. Lawyer.
Why, ma'am? Could you stop praising the Lord so loud? You're disturbing the other heathen. There you go. Oh, but then again. Me on that train.
Yourself.
Oh, I wouldn't. Now, look, first, let's get this straight. I'm a sensitive guy. Let's just put that out.
Really?
I'm a sensitive guy. I cry easily. Look, if I see this old lady just come on in my room up in the. And keep saying that for 6 hours straight. Hey, lady, look. It's 6 a.m. I ain't got time. I'm just waking up.
Really?
Come on, man.
Really?
For real.
You can't go through a couple of verses. You may mistake me for him because I'm God's twin. You can't take a couple of verses.
I can't
good
even.
For your spirit. Personally, I'm on the train. Jesus called me. And I put him on hold.
Ain't nothing wrong with
spirit.
That. I got you. It's a lot of, there are a lot of great songs that are out there.
Candace.
Okay.
Candace.
Y'all ignorant.
It's for the...
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
God likes when you pray on your knees.
Yeah,
whatever.
That kind of sum it up, yeah.
Hey, whatever, hey. Call me.
Wow.
Yeah, ultimate success said God is going to strike him down with lightning.
Yeah, before. Yeah, lightning. Whatever. I believe it may happen, may not. I'm just saying, hey, lady, you don't dress, and I saw the video, and we got to put that on you.
Oh, really?
The video, too.
Wow. Oh, my
she
God.
She is really holding on to the, you know them old.
She took one for the team. On video, too?
Let's,
and
let's
for
get
everybody.
The elderly woman was a dog. She had a lot of culture.
A lot of culture. Singing her culture.
Yeah, she's singing Wade in the Water. Like, through that railroad type thing, right? And the guard was all of German.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Are your papers?
Yeah.
There are your papers.
And she went straight, no! And she's holding on to the tires of her old, you know, them old shop
right,
that
right.
Folded out and had the square.
Yeah.
And he got it pulling the handle, and she's literally
and dragging her off.
Here's the part I didn't like of the video clip. They show her on the news station, right? They showed the video of her getting off the bus, and the news reported. They say, so what were you singing? Tell me mama didn't bust out to the full song of My Light is Bigger When Jesus Holds It.
Yup.
Like,
yup. And my handles are stronger when the guard pushes. Wow.
You can't hide from Jesus. He never covers his eyes.
Oh, wow.
That is a mess.
Okay. Okay. Really? Yeah, go on
I gave Jesus some M&M's, but I
didn't. Canada has nothing to do with our debauchery here at True Brothers Radio.
We here at the True Brothers do apologize for any inappropriate remarks that were made and will be made during this broadcast.
We need sensitivity training. Yeah,
I've been
told. So first off, and again, we do have what's the reverend's name?
John Downlow.
John Downlow.
Yes.
Book, Jesus is My Doctor, Though He's Never Been to School.
Yes, at all bookstores and rollbacks.
Rollbacks.
That's right.
We're going to hell.
Hey, no, we got a lot of religious sponsors.
Y'all. You and you.
Probably.
Really? So your silence doesn't make you complicit at all?
Yes, it does.
You
supposed to tell us y'all are heathens, and then you supposed to bust out.
I don't have to tell you what you already know. I'm
going to
be watching y'all descend with my binoculars, waving goodbye.
Yep, with them fans.
Really, because where are you going?
I won't be going there.
Where are you going? Who's the star of FUD?
Well, you know.
Who wrote FUD?
No, you just put my face on there. I have to go. I mean, now that's,
big dummy.
You guys won't be down there with attorneys and you know IRS people. You won't be down there with them.
I thought we'd be below them.
I'm saying
we are
trying.
I'm aiming. I want to see
trying.
How hot it is without nerves.
Oh,
wow, wow.
Yeah, I don't.
There you go. All right.
They've been sending me the pamphlet for years.
That sounds like a clip.
Act now.
Hell pamphlet.
Yeah, I've been getting that for years.
That sounds like a big hell
pamphlet.
Get your package. Really. Okay, let me ask you this.
Hey.
Let me ask you this. Who's worse, what we said or actual church that would put on their marquees the best way to Jesus is on your knees?
Nah. The most powerful position is on
there
your
knees. There you go.
That's on the
church banner.
Well,
we know what.
Here's the thing.
Here we go.
Yep.
You're quiet.
I'm trying to figure out if I want to say y'all or we.
Jesus Skittles.
But I'll say
Jesus Skittles.
Yeah, that just messed me up. But no, we
are so much kids.
We are such a sick twisted.
You heard about the party down there. Now you want to get on the train.
You'll be awfully lonely
by yourself up there. I got to figure that.
I'm not going to be up there either.
It's actually probably about 10 people in heaven.
Is it?
It's got to be maybe 10. In the whole history of the earth, it's got to be 10.
Ain't nobody there. Except
really?
Babies.
Yeah.
It's
God,
baby land.
God is probably sitting there next to Jesus saying, you know, this was a bad idea.
No, that's Jesus. Really? None of my friends here, Josh?
Dad.
Well, and Dad, look at, well, your best friend did run.
Think about it. Look,
he's not really your friend, son.
There you go.
If I'm Jesus, I'm just
that would be kind of messed up.
Jesus.
You're doing all this to go to heaven, and then none of the people that you hung around with
don't be there. Hey, Dad.
Could you picture Peter's mother, though?
Yeah.
Well, if Jesus hung on a cross, would you follow him?
No.
Well, you ain't a man. Jesus is all.
You know how your mother say, well, if all your friends jump off a bridge, would you?
You know what I used to tell my mom? She did say that. I said, nah, Mom, because if my friends jumped off a bridge, it's because I told them to.
There you go.
She didn't like that.
There you go.
Smart mouth.
Young Hitler speaks.
So you got the food fives after that.
I had a smart mouth. Oh
there
God, I had a real quick.
There you go.
I had a
lot of these.
Yep.
That
quick flash of white light.
You know what though? My problem was at that time. I said whatever came to my mind.
I did that one time too many.
I'm good.
I do it to this day. Anybody at my job who's probably listening will tell you, I say whatever comes to my mind.
Yeah, no, but it's not good. Like, when I was six, I'm screwing around in school. I'm screwing around bad, right?
Right.
Bring home this report card. It just says...
Right.
So my pop is he's going in, he's snapping, right? And he say, What are you trying to do? What's wrong with you, boy? Are you trying to be the dumbest boy in class? And I said, nope, there's one dumber than me. That's all I remember.
Yep, it's one dumber.
He got
Yeah, you got ultimate success over here cracking up.
All right, let me give y'all this story. Speaking of dumb,
I got you.
Guy pushes girlfriend off cliff
because he told her to.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
Yep. Let me say it again. Guy pushes his girlfriend off cliff. Sometimes boyfriends do shitty things.
Well, that's what you say.
Hey, that's what the article says.
Told me not to cuss.
The article.
Shout out to Sydney Johnson, too, who just logged into the show. What's up, Sydney?
There you go. But shoving a girlfriend off the cliff might literally be pushing it to the edge. In the latest film by adventurer and videographer Devin Graham, he caught a moment where a boyfriend, Crichton Beard, encouraged, then pushed his girlfriend off a cliff. It apparently took Crichton 45 minutes to convince his girlfriend, Jessica Powell, to take a 400-foot rope and swing onto a canyon in Utah. However, she couldn't quite bring herself to do it. So he took matters into his own hands by pushing her off. As she starts to fall, you can hear Jessica screaming, "I'm breaking up with you."
I'm not going to make the party. That's what she
said. Hillary Banks, will you marry me?
He laughed off the comments and hoped that she would be grateful that he helped her take the plunge.
I'm breaking up with you.
Basically, right.
Right.
You. Thud.
Wow.
Right.
Look like a wild E. Coyote fall, too.
And I bet she got smaller, smaller, smaller till you see nothing in that little puff of smoke.
Yep. And he said, meet me, and took off.
My God. Apparently, she later admitted that she was glad that her boyfriend had pushed her because she probably wouldn't have done it otherwise. The video is entitled The World's Most Insane Rope Swing Ever, and sold nearly 7 million copies so far.
So,
yeah. This came out in 2012.
Wow.
Yeah, unfortunately, there was an injury in making the video so that Crichton was said that, sadly, later that week, she did break up with him, but he said the rope pushing had nothing to do with it. Yeah, okay. That's just not smart.
Tragic.
Would you want someone to help you face your fears like that?
You know what I have a fear of? I just know this is crazy. Mine is called, it's a fear called megalophobia.
What are you scared of, Megatron?
No, huge object.
Megatron.
I don't know what that is. But
Megatron.
I know.
Give us an example.
Right. Like, I think I told this story before, right? I don't know if I did. When I was, I had to be all of like 11, and I didn't know I had a fear of big things until I went to Minnesota. Shouts out to everybody in Minnesota who's listening to. And I was on this ride at the Mall of America called the Logjammer, right? And
I'm sorry. Drea just logged into the chat room. What's up, Drea? Drea asked you, so you're scared of big asses too, huh? Yep. There you go.
Do we want to answer that?
Finish your story.
Okay then, because easy big fella. Look, so anyway, I'm on the log jammer ride. I'm enjoying myself, me and my little brother. And we go up and we go down. Now, the ride was actually called Paul Bunyan's Logjammer, right?
That's not a good ride. That's not a good ride at all.
I didn't know that I had a fear this time because I didn't know. So I'm riding them. Yay! Enjoying life, hands up. So we go down the big dip. And now everybody, woo, that was a great dip. Now, as you're easing out the Logjammer ride, guess who's standing there with the blue ox, right?
It's good old Paul.
And Paul's looking at me like, I know you're scared of me. And my body just literally went to shutdown mode.
Infant.
Yeah, I went to infant because I'm looking in his eyes. And the part that got me was, one, I've never had a fear like that in my life. That has never happened to me.
Right.
Until I looked in Paul Bunyan's eyes. Now, breeze past. Now, we're smooth, and like my body is like, why are you scared? Like, I'm telling myself why.
Your brain is trying to rationalize.
Don't be scared. It's just, you know it's not real. Till I got close, and that ox blew that smoke out. Out his snot, man. I stood up in the ride and said, we need to leave now. Because I literally, man, luckily my brother was there. And he's my younger brother by 3 years. He remembers that story. And if he's listening, he probably will call and say, yeah, that
is.
Dude.
Yep.
Then I just, from this point on, man, I think a few years ago, I went to Universal Studios, right?
All
right. With my dad.
What, Florida?
Yeah, Florida.
Okay, okay.
And my dad and my mom and then, you know, whatever. So we at Universal. And they was like, all right. We're about to ride the King Kong ride. No, you're about to ride the King Kong ride. I'm going to sit here and eat this. Because
you don't
want to
see that big ape come to
dude,
the tram at all.
I saw that dude's eye. I instantly go to Paul Bunyan. And that noise.
Right.
I'm scared in the house now. Like, no.
Right.
No. I have very few fears, but that's one of them.
Right. You got any fears, Candy? Irrational fears.
Mice.
Really?
Mice and, yes, oh, God. Oh, God, no.
Really?
I do not do. It's something creepy about that damn tail and them just squeezing through shit. I cannot stand mice. I hate them.
Really?
I hate them. And like being scared. You know, purposely scared.
Somebody pop out on
some sick people I know to my immediate left who does crazy things to scare the hell out of me. I like being scared.
Go ahead, you say
yeah, no, I said Drea just said she's scared to death of clowns.
Really?
Yeah.
Clowns,
oh, got bozophobia, yeah.
You know what's the funny? I'm one more story, right? Funniest thing I've ever seen in my life, right? I'm going to explain something to you. My mom is scared of anything in a mask, clowns like Drea's, and
right.
Midgets, right? My mom is terrible.
I'm not scared of them, but midgets are creepy when you
little people.
No,
little
yeah.
People.
Midgets.
Yeah.
No, look. See, you know what I hate about that? People don't want to call
people.
Them bums no more. They want to call them poverty inhabitants or whatever.
Poverty enhanced people.
Yeah. Like, no, they're bums. They're bums. Like, why are we being so...
A midget is a nickname.
Right, a midget is not politically correct.
No, but she's talking about little people. No.
But that's what they are. They're little people.
They're dwarfs, but a little taller. They're tall dwarfs.
Oh. Oh, wait a minute. Drea's stupid.
But
Drea says right. Retards aren't retards anymore. They're mentally challenged,
yes.
Right? No, they're
yes.
Not. Don't worry about it.
No.
Let's get retarded. Put your hand in the air, try to break your wrist. Then across your chest and try to bite your ear. And go,
See?
Yep,
True Brothers
right.
Radio. We keep it real.
And retarded.
The part that killed me is trying to bite your ear. You ain't trying to do this shit.
Put your hands in the air. Come on, y'all.
There you go.
Try to break your
wrist. There you go.
So across your chest and try to bite your ear. And go, that's it, retarded.
Drea, can you bite your ear?
You try.
Try, yeah. Just everybody. Every ultimate success, everybody out there. Try to bite
everybody
your ear.
Everybody out there right now.
There you go.
Put your left hand in the air and break your wrist. Then throw it across your chest and try to bite your ear and go, do that.
Do it.
It'll make you
feel everybody.
I hate to admit it. I'll be there right there with y'all.
There you go. Everybody, one time.
Oh.
Give it.
Let's get retarded. Put your hand in the air and try to break your wrist. Then across your chest and try to bite your ear and go,
But those of you that cannot dance, I have no chance. We're going to do a robo-tap.
Why not?
Everybody. But this time, do it with your pants down.
Let's get retarded. Put your hand in the air, try to break your wrist. Then across your chest and try to bite your ear. And go,
I want graham crackers. In my juice cup.
Damn it,
crack
Randy.
It and put it in my juice cup.
Damn it, Randy, you spilt my juice box.
Yeah!
Damn it, Randy. Go on. Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah,
I'm
there.
Sorry.
That's
when I
okay.
Heard the part to bite your ear, I'm like, how the hell do you bite your ear?
You gotta try.
And then you get the head shot.
Yeah, you gotta. Because every time you try, you gotta re up in your ear. You gotta try four times.
There it is.
Oh shit!
Damn it, Randy.
My apple dude.
Doesn't Randy just sound like a retarded
dog?
Damn it, Randy.
Look,
all on the table. You know what's not funny, though? And
yeah.
I kid you not.
Yeah,
real
what's
quick.
Not funny?
I was at a grocery store not too long ago, and I kid you not. And again, everybody, if you're tuning in, thank you. We will be debuting the True Brothers Radio first ever stage play right
yes.
Before the second hour. Can't wait for you guys to hear that. But I'm at a grocery store, kid you not, and I'm down the fruit aisle, right? This mom pulls her son back to her and say, boy, sit. I got to say how she said it now.
Yes.
Boy, sit your ass still so I can put your helmet on. I died. I died. Right there.
Before you give yourself another concussion.
Boy, sit your ass still so I can put your helmet on. There you go.
And I fell
Stop,
between.
Mom, I'm trying to bite my ear.
I fell between the cantaloupes and grapes when she said that, dog.
I bet she gave you a mean look, too.
Dude, and then
she said it.
She looked at me like I was the one who made her son a slut. I didn't do it.
The lead paint did it.
That's what it was. Stop having him lick the walls when you get home. Mama, what's this, a doughnut? I'm going to taste it anyway. Like, who does that?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She's getting the paint chips.
We all out of potato chips. Go to the windowsill.
In the basement. It was painted before 1978.
To the hot water tank.
That's a good one.
Get all the lids you can find, champ.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. The gray stuff.
Wow.
Fight the gray stuff.
But, yeah, so, yeah, no, we here at Truth Brothers Radio do not adhere to political correctness in any way. We say it the way it's got to be said. So
they're not
slow, retard.
Oh, real quick, I'm sorry. I haven't finished the story with my mom. I just got off of that. So, anyway, I don't know if anybody's familiar with this place that used to be called Santa's Village and Racing Rapids, right?
Yes.
Okay, bam. Me and my fam is at Santa's Village, right? Me, my mom, my dad, and my brother. So we're getting ready to leave. We had a great time there. My mom says, hey, you, your dad, your brother, y'all go to the car. We're going to sit here, and I'm going to go to the gift shop, buy a few things, right? So we're heading out to the car, leaving through the gate. And we hear, all we hear is, right? So we never paid no mind. We thinking somebody's on a roller coaster. So we're looking back like, you know, it's been a while. We're at the gate. Where's your mom? So we turn around. All we see in a vague distance is this lady footing it, like, that's all you see is elbows and knees.
Right.
And she's running our way, right? And my mom's going to kill me for telling this story, but I don't care. So she's footing our way like, well, come on, get to the car. And she's running, right? So we like, what happened? We look behind her. It's a dude in a puppy suit with the mask looking like Scooby.
Oh, that's funny.
She flew from there to the car. And when I tell you she Flintstone through the car window, dog, she
threw.
That's wrong. She literally, she went yabba dabba doo.
So your mom's, Scooby.
Yeah. And she literally, I've never seen a lady. Dude, you know who she looked like? Remember this Olympics, the girl who was just flying past people? That's how my mom looked. Like, literally was blowing past people. But that's enough. I'm sorry, Mom. I had to tell that story.
All right. Yep. So we're about to go ahead and get ready to go into the second hour of Masculinity Dead. But before that, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be the new hit stage play coming to your city soon through Truth Brothers Radio. Everybody sit back and enjoy this, and feel free to give us a call afterwards. 818-514-1202. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
This is something like the Holocaust. Millions of our people lost. Bow heads and pray to the Lord.
Shelly Perry, the man who brought you Jesus Is, presents Mama Saw Jesus in the Toaster, the new hit stage play everyone's talking about at the new old rebuilt Regal Theater next to the Currency Exchange down the street from 3/5 Bank, the bank for colors. It's the story of how one woman got up to make toast and found Jesus.
Oh my God. Jesus, is that you in there?
You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll bring butter. Jet Magazine says, this some bull here. King Magazine says, I've never seen so many big asses in my life. And The Final Call says, it's cooning at its best. Starring Loretta Devine as Mama. Also, Conscious Vaughn from the Parkers. You know him as Waldo. Sean Harrison from Family Matters. R&B sensation Howard Jewett as the light-skinned singer. Delicious from Flavor of Love. Wendy Williams as Bitter Mama.
How you doing?
It's a man, baby.
And in a triumphant return to the stage, Cisco as the Dragon Chaser.
I came looking for man's butt.
And as Jesus, Bullethead from the Steve Harvey Show. That's Mama Saw Jesus in the Coaster at the new old rebuilt Regal Theater, sponsored by 3/5 Bank, the bank for color. Get your tickets now. Bring the whole family.
Man, I saw this 4 times. I still don't get it. Who the hell is Sean Harrison?
A Shelly Perry production.
Praise Jesus, we write.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Brothers, True Brothers Radio. Welcome to work. Welcome to work. We work hard. We taking over, man.
Oh, Drea say, no, y'all didn't. She say, we are hellbound.
No doubt.
Can't just throw it out.
There you go. You want your cave paint with the right name on it.
Yeah, they all get caves in hell. You don't get a house. They give you a little cave. With the extra flame.
You know,
right.
Like the kind they made in that movie, The Croons.
Yeah, you don't drink no milk. You get Kool-Aid, no water.
The only TV show they got down there is Who's the Boss?
The Devil Wears Prada.
But yeah.
But you know what?
We
I'm
work.
Sorry. I was listening to Tonight's the Night. Remember that old Red Man joint back
yeah.
in the 90s, right?
Yeah.
I was listening to it the other day, and I caught a line in there when he was cagging on his bed. He was like Tony Danza's shoes wearing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And anybody who remembers Who's the Boss, he always wore them doggone New Balances. That blue New Balance with the yellow little insignia on it.
Yeah.
I was wondering, I'm like, I always hated those shoes.
The Coney's.
But I'm just saying, it was funny to me then.
Right.
It was hilarious.
Okay.
Had that out there.
But we're going to get right into in a quick second. We're going to get right into our second hour conversation. First off, hope everybody enjoyed that stage play, Mama Saw Jesus in the Toast. So let's just get that out the way. And yeah, loved it. We work, we do hard work here. And on top of that, we're going to right now delve into our second hour conversation. Is masculinity dead?
There you
and
go.
And if it is, who's killing it? If it's not dead, then please tell us how it is.
There you go.
It's all about it. It's a matter of opinion.
Right.
And that's what we're getting out there.
Right. Switching gears. Not getting into something serious now. But, yeah, you know, we put up that a lot of people had a lot of comments about we posted up that dude at the fashion show coming out in a dress with a jacket blazer, a suit blazer, and a dress. And it was just absolutely disgusting. It really, really kicked me off something awful. And it's just like, what is acceptable anymore? What line is, where's the line now? Where is it where you say, okay, this is too far, this is too much, that's enough, because it's affecting our kids. It's
wow.
affecting young men. It's affecting the future. You know, when you go through Chicago, you see kids don't wear their pants hanging off their ass no more. They'll have it down around their thighs.
Yeah.
And they will walk with a wide stance to keep them from falling down.
Yeah. We actually saw that the other day when
yeah.
we were driving out to the city, man.
Yeah, it's sick. It's sad. So who's putting that out there, and where are the parents to say, at what point do you say, okay, that's enough, pull them up?
But you know what, man? When I proposed this question to a lot of people are saying, it's the reason that masculinity is dying is because of the lack of real fathers being at home. That was one of the main responses I got through everybody I asked this question. home and media trying to feminize men. And I gave them that because that is, to me, that is true. I do believe that it's dying because there is no strong male figure around young impressionable boys who do watch television, and all they see is guys wearing tight jeans and pulling their pants down, and then that sticks in their mind, and that's what that you get what you put in. You get that. That's what society pushes out
right.
towards. So yeah, I agree with whoever said that.
So then, whether it's justified or not, the simple suggestion that men should be sitting around the house playing video games for 14 hours straight, whether it's justified or not, because anybody can relax any way they want on their weekends.
Wow.
But just a simple suggestion of that is a problem.
I got a picture sent to me from somebody who wanted to put this in. I'm putting this into the event. Well, nobody yet. I'm putting this into the Truth Brothers group right now, so people can see
okay.
a picture of some feminine, another feminine guy walking through a street with heels and a dress on.
Fashion right, show. Right.
Just cuz.
Right.
So I mean, yeah, it's when you got to get to a point where, like, I was asking somebody the other day, and I asked them, "Is Miguel, the singer Miguel, is he gay?" And they said they don't know. The fact that you have to say that, looking at this man who, one, has the curl, has his eyebrows arched, has the tight skinny pants on with the red, you know, the red leather pants with the tight jacket and all that. I'm like, if you got to say you don't know if this man's gay, that's a problem to me.
Right. And Dre says he's flaming.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him. So
yeah. Miguel's.
Yeah.
But that's the same if you ask this Prince gay. I don't know. Excuse me? What?
Yeah, and it's bothering me that's part of the you have to. What if you don't know if this man is gay? What's your idea of a man then?
Exactly. Exactly.
If you got a dude with curls and the bob or whatever type, if I gotta say your hairstyle and it sounds like a woman's hairstyle, that's a problem to me. If you got a dude with a bob in his head and got this tight whatever, and you saying, I don't know if he's gay. There's a chance, but no, that shouldn't be no question. A man shouldn't have to look like that, and you're questioning it.
Right. And it's not necessarily going in on flaming dudes or dudes
right.
you can't tell whether or not they're gay. The point of the matter is it's supposed to be a counterbalance out there.
Right.
It's supposed to be a counterbalance out there. So what was that dude's name? Fernando? What was his name? What was his?
Which one?
The dude you just mentioned.
Miguel?
Miguel. Okay, so if I hold up, whatever. I mean, the counterbalance is, and, you know, you're supposed to hold, if I hold up a picture of Miguel, and then I hold up a picture of James Evans and say,
right.
which one is a man, it shouldn't be a
right.
guess. That's not taking nothing away from
right.
Miguel.
Exactly.
It's defining what a man is, though.
Right. Like, I'm like a lot of, now I'm not, you know, that type of dude, but I'm just saying, if I held Miguel up to you, and I'll even make it current, I held up LL to you.
Okay,
I know what you're doing. Right. I'm just saying, like, you shouldn't be able to say, well, I don't know who's really a man because I've never met them. I say, okay, of look alone, who would you say? Well, he does have, both of them have, and you are trying to justify a guy who, hey, I like looking pretty.
Yeah.
You are just, hey, I want to be
yeah.
pretty. I mean, it's nothing. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't believe that guys shouldn't take care of themselves in grooming because guys are supposed to groom themselves.
No doubt.
No problem. But I'm like, when you get to a point where you got a bob, again, we're talking about this, but that just, it bothered me. That bob thing bothered me. To, I see him getting these awards, and he's wearing these Beyonce glasses with the invisible, with the thing, with the chain. Like, no, that's not for, the guys aren't supposed to, the glasses that hook from the front of your frame to your ear.
Right.
Like an earring.
Right.
You
so
don't
do you
do that.
Think, okay, do you think it goes back to the to this over PC world, like we was getting on, we was making jokes about the political correctness. But remember back in like the late 80s and early 90s when they were saying, hey, if your male child wanted to play with a Barbie, you should shouldn't correct him, and you shouldn't take the Barbie from him. You should let him play and express himself and this, that, and the third. Do you think that that was, like, the wrong advice to give when trying to raise a child? Do you think gender roles are important?
I think it's one of those things you need both parents in the house for the rearing. I don't see anything wrong with a brother playing with dolls with his little sister, maybe.
No doubt.
I have no issue with something
no
like
doubt.
That. But I would be concerned as a parent to see my only son or, you know, wanting or having this thing with wanting to play with dolls.
Right.
You know, I would want to talk to my son. I don't think I'm like, no, bad. No, you're wrong. You know, you just like, hey, these are usually for girls. You know, that girls usually play with these. You know, why do you want to play with a doll?
Okay.
You know, I think
right.
some of those questions have to be answered for the kid, too, to get a better sense of, you know, where his head is at.
Right. And you know what? Okay, well, let me ask you this. Here's a scenario for you guys and for everybody out there. 818-514-1202. You are at home and you see your son in his mother's makeup
mm-hmm.
case. He's playing dress up. He's got the dress on. He's putting makeup on and all of that. And you like, hey, whoa, you can't do that. No, that's not for boys. And then y'all sit down and enjoy a good Madea movie.
Yeah.
Is that right or wrong?
Boom. Yeah.
815-141-202.
We actually had a picture like that in The Terrible Truth where this guy, this boy was at his mom like, look, Ma, I got on your clothes. And she snapped on him like, boy, you don't do that, da, 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 da. And in the next scene, she's just cracking up in a Madea movie, and the boy says to himself, well, maybe when I get older, I can do it. I guess because now I'm just a kid, I can't. But I was actually going to just say, you know, you come home and your boy got your son has your mom his your wife's heels on. That in itself would send me off like, no. And I do, to go back to something you said, gender roles are important to me because no matter how it's looked, no matter how people look at it, especially in women's eyes, in my opinion,
right?
When things happen, you look for a man to say, "Hey, majority." We all in a cathedral or whatever. Do they still have cathedrals?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. We're all in a movie theater, right? And this big fire breaks out. And the first thing that whoever would be next to me would probably do is look at me like, okay, what are you about to do? That's a role to me. That's a gender role. And say, you're the man. Take mm-hmm. the reins. Do something. Get out of here.
Right.
So that's why I believe that gender roles are important.
I follow that. I follow that. That's an interesting point. That's a real interesting point, which made me think that, okay, same scenario, you're in the movie theater, but there's a guy there dressed like a woman. So when they say women and children out first,
yeah, he goes,
is he going to run it out or is he going
right.
to come from underneath his cloak and...
Like, hello, it's a man, baby, and walk out the door. Yeah, you're right, it could happen, but I just, it's hard to... this in one particular type of era.
No doubt. Matter of fact, real quick, Drea says that feminism plays a big part in blurring gender roles. And you know what? Hats off to you, Drea, because I 110% completely agree with that.
No doubt.
Because they come up with, you know what, in I think in college now, I don't know if it's the pros, they're auditioning women to be kickers in football.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're auditioning. I don't think it's the pros yet, but I think it's some colleges that's auditioning women to be kickers in football. Now, on one hand, I applaud, you know, if you want to get out there and try to and be a field goal kicker,
okay.
I get it. But at the same time, as much as I love football, and I know Drea knows her football, and Candace, you know football, I don't want a woman out there on the field because the football field is no joke. And I don't want to hear that I've done you wrong
when I
block you.
Yeah.
Right. When I take you out. And I don't want to hear the extra complaints when a woman gets blocked in the back, because blocks in the back happen, whether it's fair or not.
Right.
It happens.
Not
it's true.
True.
If I make this coming out,
yeah.
I don't want to hear that. Right. Exactly.
I don't
block
hear.
Field goal.
Yeah. Right.
Block field goal. Dude grabs the ball, and here goes Adamican Sue to block.
Yes, sir.
He knocks our brains out.
Yeah. Hey.
Fit
that's what, you know what? It's crazy that you mentioned that, but it's something like when we play ball. Basketball is not as violent as football, of course. But when we got out on that court, if a woman stepped on that court, she was treated like a man. Sorry.
Yeah, but there's women who can handle it on the basketball court.
But
football
I don't think
a bit different.
Atomically, you know, physically, I don't think it's a good idea. If you want to have your own woman league where you and other women do this whole thing,
that's cool,
just like the WNBA. I can totally see that. But just getting in, you know, the same arena with another guy who's automatically bigger than you,
right. You
know, automatically stronger than you, no matter how big you are, how much girth you have as a woman, a man can still overpower you.
And that was going to be my point to what I said about basketball. Like, and that's just basketball. You're going to the gridiron to where Devin Hester's running at full speed, and you're trying to stop him from getting
the kicker. You're
the
last
kicker,
resort. That's
and
right.
And he trucks you and knocks your helmet off.
Now you need a hysterectomy.
Got out there. That's all I'm going to say. She knew what she said. I want to do this when I signed my check.
But see, here's the other flip side of that coin. Now, you know, I used to take martial arts for a number of years.
Okay.
What I realized being the only girl in martial arts for so long is that anytime the boys came into class and I had to spar with them, we used to have to spar 2-3 times a week. Anytime I had to spar with them, I automatically had a slight advantage because most boys were taught, you don't hit a girl. You don't put your hand on a girl.
Not in football.
So, but what I'm saying is just subliminally, you see a woman out there. Now, she's playing a man's game, okay, so to speak. She's playing a man's game. You know, you mean to tell me that subliminally, not the least teeny tiniest bit, are you going to have some reservation because you know that this is a woman?
I'm going to be honest with you. I would first try to get around her.
Right.
I would probably first on the football
field. Yes.
My brain would say, I can't do this. But then again, you got Cleveland Bus episodes where dudes just, hey, you stepped out here on the man's zone and he gave her an uppercut. Team Rocket is blasting off the game.
Right. I'm gonna be honest with you, and then we're going to a break. I'm gonna be honest with you because I love football. Opening kickoff, and yeah, I can get around. I'm returning one, and it's a second left.
Right.
And this is the game winner, and you in my way.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you gotta
That's
go.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
You gotta go. I'm sorry. You gotta go.
True Brothers Radio.
There it is.
Brothers and sisters, I don't know what this world is coming
to. Truth Brothers Radio.
Yes, the rhythm, the rebel. Without applause, I'm lowering my level. The hard drama, we you never been a man. You want smiling, you know it's time again. See, the enemy telling you to hear it. They praise the music, it's time to play the lyrics. Some say no to the album, the show.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Are you a man but you're turned off by monster trucks? Have you ever watched the bridges of Madison County? Have you forgotten how to scratch yourself? If so, talk to your doctor, because you could be one of the 10 million men suffering in silence from a condition known as menopause. Menopause afflicts men over the age of 40 and is one of the leading causes of depression, the loss of manliness, and the popularity of movies starring Owen Wilson. But there is hope. Girly Man No More. Girly Man No More has been scientifically and clinically proven to increase manliness. Talk to your doctor to see if Girly Man No More is right for you. Girly Man No More should only be used as directed by your physician. Possible side effects include death, sudden loss of limbs, temporary disembowelment, rage, clammy hands, hairy palms, hearing voices, busy signals, extreme attraction to squirrels, and fear of elevators. Girly Man No More is not for men who are pregnant or who may become pregnant. Do not take Girly Man No More if you have hands or if you are currently taking any other medicine. So talk to your doctor and call now for a free trial. Girly Man No More. Also available in a topical cream. But that's just wrong.
In your face, I'm sitting on fire.
Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio, and we're back on our second hour topic, Is Masculinity Dead?
I love that song. I just had to say that again.
Yeah. That was a decent album.
I personally requested that. that's my joint.
Yeah, Dre's laughing at the side effects from Girly Man No More. But there's a lot of people who suffer from menopause. They really do.
Let's dig into this.
Let's dig into this real quick, right?
Yeah, let's dig into this really. Are women emasculate men?
You know, individual people aside, present company excluded.
Yeah, we're just going to ask a general question, and I just want to ask, is that happening in this world today?
Yes.
It is?
Got a little bit too comfortable, but I'm going to stretch out. Yes, it is. And I say that because I think it's become a generational thing. I don't remember. I didn't know anything about being gay or anything of that sort being younger. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't learn about gay people or anything until I was almost out of high school. I'm saying that to say that I think that we've gotten to a point now where, you know, there's not enough male influence. Everything that you see now is, you know, female influence.
Okay.
I forced myself to watch a Lifetime movie the other day. Yes, I did. But what I noticed in that movie is this one particular woman would not take any good advice the man was giving her. She kept blowing him off, saying, "You don't know what you're talking about. You're such a guy. You're this, that, and the other." Like, guys are just cavemen. They can't think or do anything for themselves.
Okay.
But then on the other hand, too, I don't think we have enough positive reinforcement to change the stereotype.
A counterbalance to that.
Exactly.
Okay.
Not enough.
Okay.
Just saying.
You know what? Let's go a scotch beat. Well, hold on. Ultimate Success just said, "I do not think that women are emasculating men, but men are voluntarily handing over their masculinity because of their own insecurities."
All right.
Ooh, okay. I'm not going to necessarily agree with that. I mean, in some cases.
You want to say something?
Yeah. In some cases, sure. But, I mean, you know what? I think a lot of this is a crime of omission and commission.
Mm-hmm.
On both sides.
I think
there's a lot of women, I'll be honest, there's a lot of women who don't appreciate when a guy go out there and hits it hard and say, "Here you go, here's a clean set of bills, everything is all great."
How can she expect something that maybe she's not accustomed to?
I don't know.
So you
but
don't
then
know what's good
right,
or not?
Right.
I think people don't know how to take care of something that's good. If they're not accustomed to getting it, they don't know how to treat it.
I can understand that, but I can understand that with a threat has happened, though. If I can understand that to a point like, okay, I had a bad car. If I had a bad car when I got a good one, I'm going to appreciate the good car I got
exactly.
when I get
that's
it.
Right.
But
now,
you still might treat it like you treated your old car for lack of knowledge on how to treat a new car.
Not if you don't appreciate it. Not if you didn't learn what happened when you had your bad car.
Right.
You went through your bad car like, "Damn, this is I want this is what I have to deal with for now. But when I get to where I want, I'm going to get this car that I've always wanted." If you had that, then, bam, you know how to treat your good car.
Right. Well, real quick, Drea said, "Well, why do men deal with those type of women?" She also says, "If a man is being emasculated by a woman, he's letting her do it, and anything a man can do, it doesn't count if he allows it." I get what you're saying, but let's just say, you know, in a relationship, if you truly care and you're committed to somebody,
mm-hmm.
you give a person a lot of rope. Yes, you give them a lot of rope. And I'm not, and yes, and you know what? For women, breaking up is hard. Believe it or not, for men, it's hard. It's hard to cut off somebody you love.
No doubt.
It's hard to, even if it's for their own good, it's hard to watch somebody you love fall.
No doubt.
It's hard, and as a man who wants to take care of his lady, to watch her fall, and you don't want, hey, I can't, come on, I'm trying to, and she's pushing your arms away as she's falling.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Yeah.
That's tough.
It is. See, but that's the thing about, I think a lot of women don't understand that dudes, maybe because I give them this, dudes don't really put their heart on their sleeve like that. We really
come
hard, but
yeah, I mean, a lot of times.
Because dudes are taught, hey, man, toughen up. You don't show your emotions.
Take it,
right? So a lot of times we don't show our emotions. And that in itself makes it seem like we don't care. But we dudes show that they care through action. That's how we're taught. Like, hey, I did this for you. I do that for you. That's why if you notice when a dude is arguing with you and you say, you don't care about me, the first thing a dude is say, I did this, I did that, I did this, I did that. And I do everything that you asked me to do to show that I care about you. My bad, go ahead.
No, I'm not. I was just letting you know. I was just want you to finish your sentence.
Well,
but Drea says something else. And since, you know, everybody else can't see what she's typing, I want to say it. She says, I feel you guys, but one's own self-preservation is triumphant to all else. True, Drea. But when you got guys who are truly with that self-preservation above all else mentality, you call them dogs. You call them, they don't care about nobody but themselves.
Not you
in particular.
But
self-preservation in a guy can turn into selfishness. Mm-hmm. And guys who spend more money on their car rims than their children is self-preservation. And that ain't cool. As a man and a father, my self-preservation is to protect my seed and my family.
Exactly.
They're part of self.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to cut off your lady that you love, because that's like cutting off an arm.
Like I said, and it's crazy that you mentioned that, because if a dude ups and says, look, I have to cut this off. I have to cut this family and this part of my body off. Then it's getting taken as he don't care. As soon as he cuts off, like, you know what, I can't deal with you no more. I can't take you no more. The situation, you're not giving me the rights that I think I deserve when it comes to the kids or whatever the case may be. As soon as he says, I'm done, he's considered wrong.
Yep. And then when a man truly cares, women, not all women, of course,
we're talking about
these situations
right.
Where women test men. There's women who, okay, yeah, you think you're going to cut me off? You think you don't care more? Boom, you can't see your kid.
Exactly.
You can't see your kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got to play that game. For a man, a lot of times, you got to learn how to play chess.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to take the short-term loss for the long-term victory.
Yeah.
Hmm. Why do you say that?
Yeah.
But, it's really a mess. I think a lot of it boils down, and I want to take it down to a grass seed thing. It boils down to lack of communication on both parts. And I find myself, you know, during the different episodes that we do kind of saying the same thing, but I really think it's relevant. You know, when it comes down to the get down, if you don't have a secure family, if you don't have both parents who gave life to this one child that's right there in their upbringing, constantly, you know, number one, two people have to come to an accord on how to raise a child if they're going to have a child. You have to figure out, okay, how are you going to raise them? What's our faith going to be? Are we going to do this right? Are we going to walk the walk? You know, and really stand for the long haul. But you got a lot of broken families where you don't have any strong kids at the home. One parent is working, the other parent is absent. So who's raising the babies? How are the babies learning how to be men and women?
I totally agree with that. I absolutely agree with that.
Okay, and then that transcends into their adult life. And if you didn't have a strong either male role model, female role model, how do you know what to expect?
A lot of that, I feel like.
How do you know what to look for?
You know, it's like to me, even with ladies and even with guys know. Like, well, I'm a go on guy because I can't speak for most ladies.
Right.
A lot of that thing is nature telling you you're supposed to be a man. A lot of that is, I feel like nature kicks in and says you don't want your, like the mother who raises the boy on his own. His boy says, I'm not gonna watch my mom struggle as she gets older. No dude is telling him that. Nature kicked in and said, you know what, I want to provide for my mother. And I'm not saying that it happens all the time, because it doesn't. But in that case, if it happens with a male, shouldn't it happen with a female, as far as nature kicking in and says, I'm a lady, I should get treated. This is how I feel like if a guy does for me, it's a way to show appreciation to him and this, that, and the third.
But she probably ends up feeling corny and weird because she's not accustomed to it and doesn't know how to genuinely react to it without feeling like, okay, this is some form of charity, or, you know, or feeling like, you know, this is me. I don't know how to take this.
Right. I mean, because I can only, like I said, for me, I can only speak for a male, because I know if it was me, I could not watch my mom work every day, day in, day out as a kid.
No.
And I'm sitting here watching her break up back, never home. I get older and say, okay, or I get a point in my head, like, I'm going to get to a point where she's not going to work no more, and I'm going to make sure I take care of her. That would be just nature and the man in me saying, you have to take care of the woman.
Sure.
Not that my mom would be my woman, but you get
right.
No,
but right. But actually, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Quiet as kept. Yeah, your mother is your first woman, because that's the first female figure that you grow to care about. And you go, when you want to go get your first Valentine, you get your first Valentine's for your mom. You like to go outside when you were a kid, pick flowers, and give it to your mom.
Right.
That is your first woman.
Yeah.
In a sense, because you're learning how to care. And when your mother cries, it affects you.
Yeah.
When you
absolutely
get that, I'm not cleaning my room, or you get that guff. Man, I remember one time, man, my mom told me to go clean my room. I had to be about 8 years old, right? I want to go out and play.
Right.
And she said, no, go up there and clean the room. I stomp upstairs, and I'm huffing under my breath, and I yell, when will I ever get a break? And flop on the bed, and I look up. I didn't know my mother was standing right there.
Right.
And instead of being mad, she just had this look on her face like, you beast, you ingrateful bastard.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, I felt like, you know, big, and was like, oh, yeah, I'll clean up this room, no problem. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. And that's what's crazy, because it's like, no matter whatever my mom could do, if I knew she was hurt in the slightest bit, I'd crumble. That's what's crazy. And I think a lot of times that we tend to not understand and feel what women have to go through, though. I do feel like a lot of times we don't give them the I don't want to say the respect, because I feel like dudes do respect their woman. They do. I feel like that a lot of times, though, when Candace said it's about understanding and communication, it's hard to communicate when a headstrong guy is with a headstrong 100% woman. It's kind of hard for y'all to communicate and be able to be on the same page, because it's almost like neither one wants to bend their ways. You
right.
feel me?
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah. I mean, it's just, I mean, you know, it's rough. Look, I grew up learning about masculinity because my dad, matter of fact, you know, I grew up with two alpha male influences in my family.
Okay.
My dad and my grandfather. And in my house, I thought my dad was like the baddest dude on earth.
Right.
And then I figured my grandfather had to be badder, because that's the only dude I ever seen my dad acquiesce to.
Right, right.
So I was like, wow, you know. And, you know, hanging around men doing manly things, and I don't mean chopping down trees and just little things. I learned how to negotiate for cars from my grandfather.
Right.
And I was all of 10 years old. My grandfather goes into this car lot to get look for a car for his daughter.
Right.
And he sees the dude, and the dude came, and he's going through that haggle. And every time the dude would say something, my grandfather would bend down and tell me exactly what this punk is going to say, and what he going to say to him, and what he going to do. And boy, if he didn't follow the script like paperwork, I thought that was like the coolest thing ever.
Right, right, right.
Coolest thing ever.
Yeah, I mean, it's and that's what I'm like. I agree with Candace about guys having to have that male figure there, but at the same time, I just think that it's something that needs to kick into a guy's system, you know. And I think sometimes, ladies, you got to let a man be a man, though. And I think that's causes it's causing the death of masculinity, because a lot of women won't let a man be a man. And they say, and I know it's probably going to be, well, why should we have to let a man be a
man? But you know what?
What a man is.
I'm going to take up for the ladies real quick. If a woman has been holding down a household for 15 years, she's got a house, she's got an apartment or whatever, she's got a car, she's got her kids, she's got a job, she's paying bills, she's holding down and she meets a dude. If you've been having your own all that time, it's not easy to just hand the keys over to some dude
no
and
doubt.
Say, here, you run it now. Because
no
you've got a style of running a house.
Of how you
I'm going to be honest with you. If I was single, I could not get with a woman who's got her own stuff. And she say, hey, no problem, baby. You can just move in with me. I can't move in and live with a woman.
Right.
It's not going to happen.
Right.
I can't live with I'm not going to move in her space. I can't live in her space and integrate my stuff with her stuff. I can't do it because I'm too used to running my own.
The way you run.
And I appreciate it because she can run her own. Now, if she can say, hey, no problem, King, here, you do it, and be cool with that, cool. But I could understand why women would have a problem with that. I've been doing this fine. I've been doing well by myself so far. I like you. But heck, you might take me into bankruptcy.
No,
and it's hard to give up that control because as a guy, I don't want to give up that control.
Yeah. I mean, it's see, let me ask you this then. With that being said about it, are our relationships really 50-50 though? Are they really 50-50?
No.
Great.
No. Nothing ever 50-50. It can be 60-40, 70-30. It depends on what each person is bringing to the table. But nobody is true equals, but you can recalibrate and come to a balance. It's taking the best of your abilities, compensate for her shortcomings, and vice versa.
Yeah, and that's, you know what, that's what I was saying about, see, I was having a conversation with somebody a long time ago, and we were talking about that in itself, and it did have to do with masculinity to a extent, because they was like, well, if relationships 50-50, why am I opening your car door? If we're both based on, hey, you're 50, I shouldn't have to get over here and open doors for you, pull chairs out for you, say, no, don't worry about it, I got this bill, and all these other, when we're eating and going out to movies and all this. If they're 50-50, now I got you this week, you got me that week. But if you're always consistently looking at when we go out, he's going to pay for it, then how is the relationship 50-50? Well, you do have dudes who don't mind that, which I don't mind. It was hard for me to have a woman pay for a movie for me, just a movie.
Right.
And that still to this day, I feel weird if I have somebody pay for just a movie for me, pay for something from Wendy's for me. It just feels weird because, I mean, the way my dad just brought us up was, hey, if you're taking somebody out, you pay. It's just that simple. If you're taking somebody out, you pay for it.
Just like women are taught, always make sure you have a way home.
Yeah.
You're capable of getting yourself home in case this dude acts a fool.
Right. Right. So it's just, like I said, there are gender roles. They are important. They need to be there because if they wasn't there, then you get what you got now. You get these dudes ain't real, ain't no real men left.
Yep. And, oh, matter of fact, as you're bringing that, no, I didn't mean to cut you off, bro, but as you're bringing that up, it's something else women need to understand how to be able to deal with a true alpha male.
Mm-hmm.
A true alpha male takes charge. A true alpha male has force and power and is accustomed to, I don't want to say taking over things, but is accustomed to being in charge and knows how to be in charge. I'm not talking about someone who pops off at the mouth but can't bust a grape.
Right.
I'm talking about a dude who come home and say, hey, you know what? Hey, the bills are done. I just got up and fixed the roof, mowed the lawn. I'm good. Now it's time to watch these White Sox. I'm going to be cool for the next 2 hours. Leave me alone.
Right. Right. I actually get, you know what, though?
Hey, I don't think you would have too much problem with anything like that.
But some dudes do. You a circle of dudes, if dudes could, I wish some dudes would call in and tell their stories, but
here's the thing.
Hear stories like that all the time.
What type of women are these alpha men picking? And see, a lot of the times, you're picking someone who has less of a domineering personality. An alpha man is a woman who's smart enough to say, okay, baby, whatever you say. you know, and let him have his way, you know, to a certain extent. You don't push the envelope.
Right.
You don't get loud. She gonna do what she gonna do.
Right.
But she won't disrespect you. You know what I mean? She's got to be smart, she's got to be cunning, and she's got to know when to let off.
See, what you're describing is a team player. You're describing a team player.
Yeah.
You have to be a team player. And if you got if you talk about you want a man to be a man, then let him coach the team.
But see, here's the thing. A lot of these women consider a man being a man if he's got a job and he's bringing money home for her to spend.
And if you blow through it and playing and screwing around, you messing up. You know
what? I'm not saying that that's not true.
I just think the
whole perception of what a man is to a lot of young women is false.
And she's absolutely right.
I agree.
Because I believe a lot of times women want the man that you were describing when it's convenient, and then they want the man that Candace described
on a full-time basis.
They want the dude to take over when it's convenient for them. Like, okay, man.
Meeting the family or
right.
something like that.
But they don't want it
24-7.
Because if they get it 24-7, it's, he's over the baron.
Right.
Oh, it's this. Oh, it's that. If it's 24-7, but you knew this is who I was when you signed up to play for this squad.
Yeah. Can I be real?
I was real. So.
I'm be real. A lot of women, and like I say, present company excluded, Drea, because me and Drea have been getting along all day.
She understands.
But seriously, a lot of women, this is how it is. Remember the Three Stooges?
Uh-huh.
Remember when they was in the fishing boat,
uh-huh.
and the boat sprung a leak,
uh-huh.
and Mo is bailing the water out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the other two starts drilling holes in the boat, talking about, "Well, I'm gonna drill these holes to let the water out."
Right.
That's what it's like if you're not a good team player.
Exactly.
A man or a woman don't want to be with a partner who gonna sink their own ship.
No doubt. But in the same extent, like I got a situation that somebody wants this female that I was dealing with decided, yo, I know you're doing all that you're doing and it's all great, but your rules and your regulations don't apply to my way of thinking. Therefore, I'm gonna fly my own joint right now.
Right.
She flies her own joint, right? She's doing her thing or whatever, but it's always now, I need your help with this. Now, here's what kills me about this situation and this person. We got a youngin', right? We got a
little
man on the way, right?
Right?
First off, he should be able to share both ships. But if he can't because you're not a man, is what I'm told. Okay, fine. Well, no, because we're being real. We're being really real right now.
Right.
You're not a man. How could you teach my son how to be a man? Evidently, you can. You got this, right, Coach? Handle your business. So when I put my hand up again, I'm the good. You ain't. Yeah. So I do what you tell me to do. I put my hand up. I wipe my hands like, you got it, Coach. Handle your business. When I do that, it's you ain't even called to check on them. You ain't did this. You ain't did that. No, I have not, because you said you got it. So why would, and you wanted this.
And as Drea say, that's that self preservation kicking in.
Exactly.
That, okay, no, you got this. Let's see what you do.
Right.
Here's the ball.
Exactly.
You
want to be Jordan
Kirk.
It ain't all warp speed and green bitches. You're
right.
Absolutely
right.
Right. But the thing about that is, the crazy part about that is what I'm saying. I was telling somebody about this. Like, the reason you think you can do it on your own is because I was Jordan the whole time. You were Paxton. I made you look good.
Exactly.
But now you said, you like, man, we don't need Jordan. John, how do you business? Jordan's been back now.
Yeah.
And now it's, now they triple teamed me. Yeah, they was doing that to me at first. Hurts, don't it? Now
right.
I see you put up 28 a night. It's hard. But we'll be right back. We got to take another quick break. We'll be back with Masculinity, Two Brothers Radio.
Yeah. Lucifer, on up the morning, I'm gonna take you out of Earth. Lucifer, on up the morning.
Two Brothers Radio.
Murder capital, we'll be murder for capital.
Lucifer, on up the morning, I'm gonna take
Truth Brothers Radio.
Leon St. James for Anaconda Malt Liquor.
With a delectable combination of the finest barley and hops, it's the only malt liquor that carries the seal of excellence from Uncle Sam himself. And when you pop the top, the panties drop.
Is that Anaconda Malt Liquor? The only malt liquor to be approved by the United States government?
That's right, Anaconda Malt Liquor.
Anaconda Malt Liquor.
Anaconda Malt Liquor, brewed in Piedmont, Georgia.
True Brothers Radio.
Memories on corners with the folds in the molds. Watch up the store for the road, talking straightforward to hoes. Got Uncle Jack smoking, some put blow up they nose to cope with their lows. The wind is folded and blows. In they socks and they soles, niggas holding they rolls. Corners leave souls open and closed, hoping for more, but nowhere to go. Niggas rolling in droves, they shoot the wrong way, cause they ain't knowing they go.
Back, and we are asking the question, is masculinity dead? And, yeah, you was finishing your sentence, man.
Oh, yeah, I mean, we were talking about, you know, how when you know, you're making the situation look better from your perspective out. Because, you know, as a man, you're taught to have these broad shoulders and bear the brunt of whatever comes down because you don't want your family to see what you deal with. And on a consistent basis, and on my extent, that's what I was dealing with. You know, I was dealing with a situation where I was taking on everything, and I was like, I got it. It's on me. Don't worry about it. And I made it so that you were getting rings for just showing up to the game. You were getting rings because of that. Because hell, I'm putting up the 20 a night against the bad boys of Detroit. That was me.
Right.
But now here you come. Like, what Jordan do ain't hard. I could do that. You can. Whew, so glad I ain't got to put up 48 minutes a night. Go ahead, Paxton, or better yet, go ahead, B.J. Armstrong. Knock yourself out. Do your business. And now you can't do it because you don't have the ability. Not saying you don't have the ability. Like, B.J. was good, but he wasn't Jordan. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
That's the situation. That's the analogy I use. But then again, then you got...
Jay will say, next time, make sure you got Scotty. Good point.
Of course.
She made right.
If I had a... Scotty was a team player. When Jordan had the flu... Scotty said, hey, man,
I know you
sick. I got you. And walked them to the...
Exactly.
You got to have Scotty, though.
First Bulls championship. How did they win that championship? When they said, hold on. Scotty said, I'll take Magic. That'll free you up to get off.
There you go.
And he shut Magic down and sacrificed his game for George.
But, you know, dude, let
that's
me ask
you
this. Do you feel, and I'm asking even the ladies that's in the chat room, do you feel that a lot of women have a problem paying Robin to a Batman?
Robin or I like to liken it to Spock because they were more equals. But you can only have one captain, and you need that second in command.
Because,
but they know how to run things together. It's still teamwork,
right? That's what I'm saying, and that's what I'm saying. Like, it's been time. Batman's been.
They both said yes, they do.
Okay. They both said, yes, they have a problem.
No, yes, they no. They know. Yes, they know the importance of being a team player.
Right. And that's what I was asking, because my question was, do women have a problem playing Robin?
Right.
I seriously believe that, though. I seriously believe that a lot of times because women nowadays, like Candace was saying, especially nowadays, women who are brought up in single family homes are taught by women that you got to be strong because these men out here will hurt you. And they're teaching that
right.
Because the mothers have been hurt by a guy.
Yeah.
And they're not telling their daughters that, look, I might have been hurt, but that don't mean that's going to happen to you.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and that doesn't get across enough.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, Drea said, I hate saying this, but black women especially have a problem with that word submission.
Yes. I wholeheartedly agree with that.
It is.
And that is very true. That's even very true in my own personal regard. I mean, it's just something, you know, I'm a rebellious person by nature, but it is something about that word, like, it just makes you want to just pause, like, oh, wait a minute. However, there is a certain amount of give you have to have in a relationship.
Exactly.
You know, I don't like the word submit. I don't even like it as meaning entry or submit your application. I don't like the word. But.
Right. Ultimate Success said, right, submission does not mean subservient. And she's absolutely right.
Yes.
That doesn't mean if a man says, hey, you know what? I think we're going to take the rent and go to the boat. Let's roll.
Right.
Submit. No.
Right. Exactly.
No wrong.
Right.
It's a part, even with guys, guys have a thing where, you know, look, it's just time for me to step back just a little bit to just let other things happen. Guys do it to women a lot of times nowadays. It happens a lot where guys should say, I know I should say something, but I'm going to just let her do her thing and just let her see what happens. And it's not, that is not submission. That's just, let's see what happens. A lot of times women feel like, in my opinion, that I don't want to let a guy, he has to know that I'm going to tell you that we're doing it this way versus what you want to do.
Dig that.
It's got to come down to trust. Women don't trust their men enough. Men don't trust their women enough.
And there you go. Matter of fact, real quick, Drea was saying about the submission thing and what we've been saying. She said, you aren't controlling me. I just trust you to be the man for me. Exactly.
That's the
right.
Key
exactly
point.
Right. Matter of fact, let me just be real clear here. I'm not Ike Turner. I don't want to put a woman in a position to where you have to be with me.
Exactly.
I know you can't go nowhere. What can you do? You have to be with me.
Right.
No, I want you to come home because you want to.
Exactly.
This is where you want to be. It's a choice. And when you don't want to do that no more, you are free. And that's the whole point to being, you are a free person. If we choose to be together,
exactly,
then we together.
Exactly. And that
is no. But if you want to go,
right,
I gotta stay.
That's what
I want. But men get that confused. Men get that confused. Nope, I gotta have you with me, and I'll beat your ass if you try to leave me. No, that's control.
That's the insecurity.
There you go.
That's what I was about. That's that
there
insecurity. A man who's comfortable in his skin and knows who he is isn't worried about another man because he knows he brings something that you will not find in another dude that you say, I could get that anywhere, but it's something at home that makes me want to go back there. That's why it's an insecure dude will go out and beat his woman because that's the only – he beats her as in fear to bring her home because he knows he doesn't have anything
to give
her that would make her want to be there. Versus a dude who is comfortable in his skin, knows who he is, knows he's a man at heart, got that lion chest beating thing down, and he will say, no, you're free to leave whenever you want to and go. And it's not like I'm wishing you bad even when you go out there. I wish you much success.
I'll help you.
Right.
I was engaged to a woman who wanted to go. Hey, you want to go? Matter of fact, take this bedroom set with you.
Exactly.
You're going to need a TV. Here you go. Take that with you, too. Don't forget these towels because you got to wipe your ass with something. Here you go.
Right, and that's how it was. Same. You know this.
Right.
I furnished her whole living room.
Right.
Furnished. TV, everything is furnished. When I left, no, keep that. That's yours. That's yours. Because I know at the end of the day, all that stuff's material. I'll replace it anyway.
Right.
So
I don't mean to cut you off. That's something else that men, young men and women, period, seem to forget. A man's base nature, which is why they can really have sex without the feeling, because it's material. And a man has to learn to go out there. It's in his nature. He's got to learn to go out there and produce the material so that he can put a roof over your head.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows how to put furniture in a room.
Mm-hmm.
And all he's got to know how to produce material things for you, not to lavish you, not to keep you, not to own you, but hey, when the tornado come and knock down that house, back in the day, a man had to know how to put that house back up.
Mm-hmm.
Because back in the day, they didn't have Allstate. Now a man got to be smart enough to get real insurance.
Uh-huh.
to know that, hey, if something happened, you're going to be, matter of fact, if something happened, I got a life insurance policy, not no fly-by-night life insurance policy. I know that if I get struck by the bus, that I know you're going to be taken care of.
Right.
As long while I'm not here. But I also have to make sure that you know how to handle and take care of the ship.
There you go.
In case I'm gone and get killed, you in command now. You got to know how to run this puppy too, so that if something happens, you will be fine.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with what you just said.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
I just think
anybody else, 818-514-1202.
And it's, to me, I feel that we have a lot of times I want to say the communication is off, but I think it's more than that. I think it's outside of that communication, because the only reason I say this is because you could tell and communicate with a person that isn't there, and you could tell them, look, this is what I'm looking for, this is what I'm asking for, this is what I'm into, and if they don't want to do it, or regardless of the fact that I'm communicating with them, like, why would you do this? Or I would tell a person, hey, if you go this way, I know for a fact this will be quicker, and you want to do it your way anyway, that's still communication. She's doing what she wants to do, so what else is there left to do? It's not communication. It's more of that person feeling like, I don't want to listen to this other person because I don't think that they're right.
Right.
Well, see, that's a problem, though, because even if you don't believe that they're not right, you've got to communicate to at least to get to a place where you can come to a consensus. And if you can say, okay, look, we're going to have to agree to disagree. We're going to go ahead and take this route. We're going to do it this way. Now, they may be mad. You know, the other person may be upset for a little while.
Right.
But at least you express, you know, once you expressed, you know, going back to what you said beforehand about when you first get with somebody, I like this, I don't like that,
right,
you know, that type of thing.
Right.
It's incumbent, once you have put your truth out there, it's incumbent on that other person. Hey, that's all fine, I respect that, but I don't like none of the stuff you said.
Ooh.
Okay, but look, let's not waste any time. And now you're available to mess with somebody else instead of having a baby mama, a baby daddy, somebody you don't like, because you guys didn't establish good communication in the first place to build a good relationship, to build a good foundation. I'm just saying.
No doubt.
All right. And that will wrap this puppy up, man. Great show. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Thanks, everybody. Drea, ultimate success.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody, who are tuned in, and thanks a lot. We'll be doing this again next week. And
we'll be doing another show next week, but we will be doing the radio again next week.
There you go.
And we will replay Mama Salt Jesus in the Toaster for everybody who just tuned in and didn't get a chance to hear. Tune in next week, and you will hear Mama Salt Jesus in the Toaster, our stage play.
There you go. And we're going to be signing off, and we're going to let you know that if you're not listening to the Truth Brothers,
then the truth ain't in you.
Peace.
Two fingers. We'll be right back.